Jasher chapter 30. And Jacob went forth, continuing his road to Haran. And he came as far as Mount Moriah. And he tarried there all night near the city of Luz. And the Lord appeared there unto Jacob on that night. And he said unto him, I am the Lord God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac thy father. The land upon which thou liest I will give unto thee and thy seed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee wherever thou goest. I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven. I will cause all thine enemies to fall before thee. And when they shall make war with thee, they shall not prevail over thee. And I will bring thee again unto this land, with joy, with children, and great riches. And Jacob awoke from his sleep, and he rejoiced greatly at the vision which he had seen. And he called the name of that place Bethel. And Jacob rose up from that place quite rejoiced. And when he walked, his feet felt light to him for joy. And he went from there to the land of the children of the east. And he returned to Haran, and he set by the shepherd's well. And he there found some men going from Haran to feed their flocks. And Jacob made inquiries of them, and they said, We are from Haran. And he said unto them, Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And behold, his daughter Rachel is coming along to feed her father's flock. While he was yet speaking with them, Rachel, the daughter of Laban, came to feed her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. And when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, he ran and kissed her. And he lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was the son of Rebekah, her father's sister. And Rachel ran and told her father, and Jacob continued to cry, because he had nothing with him to bring to the house of Laban. And when Laban heard that his sister's son Jacob had come, he ran and kissed him and embraced him, and brought him into the house and gave him bread, and he ate. And Jacob related to Laban what his brother Esau had done to him, and what his son Eliphaz had done to him in the road. And Jacob resided in Laban's house for 1 month, and Jacob ate and drank in the house of Laban. And afterward Laban said unto Jacob, Tell me what shall be thy wages, for how canst thou serve me for naught? And Laban had no sons, but only daughters. And his other wives and handmaids were still barren in those days. And these are the names of Laban's daughters, which his wife Adinah had borne unto him. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. And Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored, and Jacob loved her. And Jacob said unto Laban, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel thy younger daughter. And Laban consented to this, and Jacob served Laban 7 years for his daughter Rachel. And in the 2nd year of Jacob's dwelling in Haran, which is the 79th year of the life of Jacob, in that year died Eber, the son of Shem. He was 464 years old at his death. And when Jacob heard that Eber was dead, he grieved exceedingly. And he lamented and mourned over him many days. And in the 3rd year of Jacob's dwelling in Haran, Bosmath, the daughter of Ishmael, the wife of Esau, bare unto him a son, and Esau called his name Reuel. And in the 4th year of Jacob's residence in the house of Laban, the Lord visited Laban and remembered him on account of Jacob, and sons were born unto him. And his firstborn was Beor, his second was Aleb, and the third was Korash. And the Lord gave Laban riches and honor, sons and daughters, and the man increased greatly on account of Jacob. And Jacob in those days served Laban in all manner of work, in the house and in the field, and the blessing of the Lord was in all that belonged to Laban, in the house and in the field. And in the 5th year died Jehudith, the daughter of Beeri, the wife of Esau in the land of Canaan, and she had no sons, but daughters only. And these are the names of her daughters which she bare to Esau. The name of the elder was Mahzith, and the name of the younger was Puith. And when Jehudith died, Esau rose up and went to Seir to hunt in the field as usual. And Esau dwelt in the land of Seir for a long time. And in the sixth year, Esau took for a wife, in addition to his other wives, Ahlibamah, the daughter of Zebion the Hivite. And Esau brought her to the land of Canaan. And Ahlibamah conceived and bare Esau three sons, Yeush, Yeelan, and Korah. And in those days in the land of Canaan, there was a quarrel between the herdsmen of Esau and the herdsmen of the inhabitants of the land of Canaan. For Esau's cattle and goods were too abundant for him to remain in the land of Canaan, in his father's house. And the land of Canaan could not bear him on account of his cattle. And when Esau saw that his quarreling increased with the inhabitants of the land of Canaan, he rose up and took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all belonging to him and the cattle which he possessed and all his property that he had acquired in the land of Canaan. And he went away from the inhabitants of the land to the land of Seir. And Esau and all belonging to him dwelt in the land of Seir. But from time to time Esau would go and see his father and mother in the land of Canaan. And Esau intermarried with the Horites, and he gave his daughters to the sons of Seir the Horite. And he gave his elder daughter, Mahzith, to Anah, the son of Zebion, his wife's brother. And Puith he gave to Azar, the son of Bilhan the Horite. And Esau dwelt in the mountain, he and his children. And they were fruitful and multiplied.